12:50 here on the Midday Report. So it's Thursday, and on Thursdays we always speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And today, the book is called Native Merchants, The Building of the Black Business Class in South Africa. And the author is Phakamisa Nzamela. And there are not enough books, stories, information on record that explains the colorful and rich history of black South Africans who built and owned businesses during the pre- and post-colonial period, where black people owned land, restaurants, and vineyards. So Phakamisa Nzamela took nearly 7 years to make sure that we know the names of Bertha Mkhize and John Tengo Jabavu and many others, black South African business people who were able to build successful enterprises against all odds. And in this book, their stories as entrepreneurs as well as political actors are profiled, showing the relationship between the two. So today we're joined by Phakamisa Nzamela, the author of the book. Phakamisa, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time and congratulations on this book.
Good afternoon, Mandy, and thanks to you, the team, for inviting me, and good afternoon to your listeners.
The defiance, the resilience, the brilliance, black people have always had rich stories to tell when you take the time to do it properly in a book like Native Merchants. And many people would argue that the story of black business in South Africa remains underwritten and understudied.
Correct, Mandy, and that's the gap that I wanted to close. I thought I needed to develop a niche in writing, and I chose the black business niche, like you've chosen the crime niche in your series of books. It started as a project, Mandy, of broad-based black economic empowerment. As I did the interviews with a friend, we soon realized that we couldn't critique broad-based black economic empowerment without understanding the history of black business. So we then went back to pre-colonial mining, colonial mining, and various enterprises that were started by black people.
And you shared so many prolific stories about black men and women who ran successful businesses, particularly in the 1800s. I thought those were really interesting. There's the story about Richard Beloy, who was a taxi driver, who became a bus owner, and more recently. There's also Black Maria, who owned vineyards, who farmed in what is now called Camps Bay. So it was important for you to look back, as you say, in order to look forward.
Correct. I don't know where you want me to start, Mandy, if you already started. Black Maria or with Richard Beloy.
This is really a taster for people about the book. We don't want to give too much away. So I think more the importance for you of looking back in order to look forward.
Sure. You know what's beautiful when you mention Black Maria is that in the late 1600s, early 1700s, women were allowed to own businesses, participate in their own right. You know, it kept me wondering, where does the patriarchy come from? As you would have seen in the text, Black Maria owned a vineyard. She farmed in what is now Kemp's Bay. She was apparently beautiful. She had grazing rights. She had multiple livestock. She was attractive. She had three children with three men. And one of her last partners had nothing to show on her except a pistol.
It's so interesting, and that's why these stories are so important for people to fully appreciate it. And some of the themes in your book include resistance, historical insertion, erasure, displacement. What do you hope to achieve through telling the stories such as Black Maria through these themes?
You know, you mentioned erasure, Mandy. It's to mention, you know, the Black Maria story talks to complexity of history. So, as you would have read, Black Maria had children with European men or white men. And sadly, in those days, if you're a black woman and you had a child with a white man, the child would be classified white. But if you're a black man, it was a non-starter to be in a relationship with a white woman. What the story does is it explains a massive complexity, Mandy, that you could be as white-skinned as you are, but in your veins courses the blood of West Africans, of Asians. You know, I could have melanin like Coca-Cola, but still in my veins causes the blood of Asians, of Europeans. That's the complexity that Black Barrier tells us in the book. Of course, you know, there's another complexity as you read. You still discover that in that part or period, people who were enslaved and got their freedom, they themselves acquired slaves. Regardless of their race, I'm black in this instance in South Africa. Black Maria had slaves. Many other black people who owned vineyards, some of them like Louis of Bengal, Antonio of Angola, would have employed white people. It didn't matter then if you were a free person, you could farm and you were treated with respect.
Mm. Well, Pakamisa, thank you for this contribution. The book is well researched. It really is, and it really does capture these stories over the various centuries in South Africa. I hope this gives people a little bit of a taster of the book, and they go off and read it themselves. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Mandy, for the opportunity, and I wish you all the best too. May you stay committed to telling stories.
Pakamisa Nzamela, the author of the book. It's called Native Merchants, The Building of the Black Business Class in South Africa. And as I said earlier, you know, there are just not enough books that tell these stories. And he's dived into the archives here. And there are some beautiful stories to be told, as he was speaking there, about Black Maria. That's just one of the stories. A woman who had a vineyard in what is now Camps Bay. It's well worth diving into this one.